now, Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. We have a full show today. We have lots of stuff on. I'm sure you're going to find really interesting. Some great people in the studio. Karen Murray from Maine Essentials.
Hello, Jenny
Moore from
Maine Essentials.
Moving on.
Alumni.
Yes, I'm part of the club.
Part of the club, and of course Natasha McNally from AEO Fitness.
Yes.
I said it right this time.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about a Fit Life competition coming up. Competition or show, you call it?
Competition and show.
And show, perfect.
Yes.
And later on we're going to talk to Gina Savard from Everything Wine about the Rydell Stemware event. Also Rena Nurbas, you see her in the paper. Household Solutions, talk about some timely solutions for Halloween. Also Melissa McCormick from Ricky's Fashions is going to talk about the latest in fashions, plus a big sale going on. But first we're going to talk about the fitness competition. So you're well put together.
Well,
obviously
thank you,
Patty. Work hard at it. Your event's coming up October 27th. Now, how did you get into this? It's bodybuilding. Is that what they still call it?
To a certain degree, yes. So it's fit living, actually. It's training. The competition will include bikini, fitness, figure, and bodybuilding. This year, we only have a men's category. We're hoping for a women's category next year. So that's something we're going to plan for. And we're also hoping for a men's physique category, which is right before bodybuilding. But we're looking forward to having everyone come out and see what we do.
I think that sounds like a good event to go see some men in bikinis.
Oh. Yes.
Ooh, bikinis. Men in bikinis.
Ladies in bikinis. People. Like, you're in a room full of healthy people. It looks,
you're in a
fun
room of some absolutely dedicated, driven, time managed. It is a lifestyle. It is full on for on season. And a lot of the competitors this year are first time competitors and a lot of island competitors. So we're really, really happy to be showcasing what the island has to offer.
When you say show season, so is that like swimming where if you don't use it, it goes to mush? Is it something you have to keep up continually?
Usually what happens is most people incorporate it into lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So an on-season is where you're prepping for a competition. So that can be a 16-week, a 14-week, or a 12-week. Your off-season is where you're really building and defining and really trying to create a certain base. And then your on-season was where you're perfecting that base.
Defining, I mean, that's just, I just buy larger and larger tops. I just, you know, defining seems like such a long
belt,
stretch.
A new scarf.
I feel as long as the hair is good, Karen knows my hair, I'm all good.
From the neck up, right, Patty?
From the neck up. So I'm working on the neck down. So how do you get to that point where you can, you know, you see all these six packs and abs,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you got to know what's realistic for your life and how you want to live. But how do you start with maybe wanting to get more fit and a little more defined?
Finding somebody who has expertise, I think, is a shortcut. Mm-hmm. I think hiring a personal trainer, or if you join a gym, utilizing the staff that is in the gym is crucial to sort of getting you a plan. When you have a plan, and a plan that works for your life, too, because I know we're all very busy. A lot of us are moms or dads, and you have other things to do in life, like work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it is time management and really organizing how you're going to go about doing it, how many times you're going to do it a week. And I think that's the key, is to have a plan. Just like everything in life, you need to sort of have an outlook, a template, a plan in
place. So if you have a plan in place, how much cardio, how much weights, and does it have to be every day?
You do get a cheat day, and I think that's important to have.
Cheat weekend.
I know.
Weekend,
Friday, all the 5 days that you worked out really hard.
It is important, and that's the day you hang out with your friends, your family, and everybody gets close and gets together, and you can have some yummy meals and some extra little goodies in there.
Yeah.
And I think if you keep on track, that should be your reward. You know, use it as a reward, a cheat
day. You probably
wouldn't
go as far either. If you've been working really hard all week, you're not going to slam yourself down on your day off. You'll cheat little.
Yeah, because you start seeing really good results, and it motivates you, mm-hmm. and that's the lovely thing. And that's why I encourage people to utilize somebody who has some expertise, who can help you out, who can give you some key tips. It's what's really going to make a difference. I think a lot of people get gung-ho. They get into the gym, and then they don't know what to do after they've gone on the treadmill. Or they're afraid to sort of utilize the gym gym's equipment or afraid to ask. And I think it's really important that if you advocate for yourself and really go out there and research, and if you are afraid to ask, Google things. I mean, we have this wealth of information that's afforded to us.
My kids think I'm Grandma Mo's, like, I ain't gonna Google that.
Well, I still Google things.
Yeah, but they don't know what it was like not
Well, I can't remember names of things now, right? What is my name? Yeah. Oh, I better Google it.
And the city is full of amazing personal trainers and ladies who do boot camps and guys who get out there. I mean, for myself, I run boot camps and it's all functional training outside. And the thing about that is that you're, I mean, look at today, a gorgeous day. I mean, you want to be outside, you want to be doing something. And we live in a city that affords us that pretty much all year round. So
right. And if someone's at home right now listening and you can't afford maybe or you're a little shy about going to the gym, start with walking, right?
Simply absolutely.
Doing that and maybe a few weights.
You could always walk to the library, pick up a book.
And a lot of people have
a lot of literature
absolutely.
Out there. Yeah.
And pets. I think pets are...
Get a
talking.
Dog.
Yes. Yeah. I was talking and we were saying that that's one of the best ways to get out because you're walking your dog, you're getting out there.
Yeah,
and you
Jenny,
have to.
That's what Jenny, you've done, right?
Yeah. Straight out of bed, straight on a walk. Mm-hmm.
No,
that's my secret.
There's no is not an answer when it comes to a dog. You got to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Karen, I know you and Derek do a lot of biking.
Yeah, we're pretty active. We it's nice to be in a couple with a man who likes to play.
Yes.
Right? So it just sucks that he's got a much better physique.
Guys usually do. It's not fair.
You know, it's really not fair.
But no, it's fun to go with somebody.
With
too.
Your partner, your kids,
totally.
Your girlfriends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Mm-hmm. I like it. He does too.
And there's some things you can do while you're out walking or riding, and it's intervals. So if you go, you speed up your pace a little bit, walk a little faster, then slow it down, walk a little slower.
I do that.
Or go sideways or walk and turn backwards and walk backwards for a bit. You're utilizing all different parts of your body, but you're also getting your body to react. So it isn't just one pace continually. And that's a great way, too, for balance and all these other things. If you don't have time to do a personal trainer or a gym, there's some key things that you can do even just while you're walking.
And at this event, this is October 27th, so give us the details if people want to go. Even if they're not totally fit, they can see what it looks like.
Oh, we encourage everyone to come out. It will be great. We're having an expo, so there'll be experts on the guys from Popeyes Supplements will be there to advise people on supplements, how to use them, what's out there, what's new health products. We've got Richie Chan. He's a pro bodybuilder. He will be doing our posing, a guest poser, and he will be a judge. And I mean, he is in phenomenal shape. He
Can
is
we
a
touch
man.
Him?
Probably for an extra fee, Patty.
I think you missed the spot with the oil there. Yeah.
And so he'll be there to answer questions and take pictures. And we've got Magnum coming in. They'll be passing out samples, information. You just get to be in a room full of people who are healthy and fit and very dedicated to what they do. And it's a whole other thing because I think a lot of times people don't know what a fitness competition looks like or what it's all about. You see it on magazine covers and you hear about it, or you might glimpse it on TV. And here we're afforded an opportunity to actually come out and see what it's really
and where's
all about.
It out, okay?
So it's at the McPherson. Mm-hmm. The prejudge show, so the morning show is at 11. So that's going to go probably for about 2 hours, I would think. Then we break. And then the evening show starts at 6 p.m. But before that, we'll have an expo out front. So we'll have a chiropractor. So a total body chiropractor will be there, him and his team. So he'll be actually working on people. He'll be giving information. And we've got a bunch of wonderful ladies from Magnum. They'll be there. Ebus will be there. Popeyes will be there. Nutribolics will be there. So we're really happy to just have people come out, have information given out. They can ask any questions they want. If they decide they want to compete next year or have a goal to get fit, there will be people there to advise them or put them on the path to get them their results or to for them to achieve their goals or dreams.
Well, it sounds like a great event and certainly one that would be fun to just go out with your friends and have a look at people. And
absolutely.
Yeah, sounds great.
Well, it's great for the women.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay. Nice having you on. And we'll chat. Probably you're going to stay for the next segment.
Thank you so much.
We're going to talk about some wines. Back in a minute.
Yeah.
Good dog. Good dog. That's a very good dog.
With the taste of Island Bakery, the ordinary becomes extraordinary. Hot dogs become super dogs. Hamburgers become super burgers. Sandwiches become... Well, you get the idea. That's because Island Bakery hot dog and hamburger buns are baked locally and delivered to your grocery store daily. So if you want to turn your next summer event into a super summer event, make sure you pick up the delicious home-style taste of Island Bakery.
Well, good morning, my friends. We are on location. Let me give you the address at 3467 Happy Valley Road. Yes, we are. We're in Langford and at this fabulous development. You haven't seen it yet? Well, you've got to come out and see Katie's Pond. And wait till you hear the story about Katie's Pond. It is on location. It is here because they developed the whole area around Katie's Pond. We have some fabulous dream homes for you. They start at $399,900. They go up to $464,900. They are beautifully appointed. They've all got granite countertops, beautiful floors, great carpeting, and they're beautifully laid out. There's an absolutely great opportunity for you to come down today and talk to the people from DFH Realty. They're on location as well. And we've got mortgage people here today. And if you're looking for that home that's going to be a starter for you, or you want something comfortable you want to retire in, this is the kind of opportunity that you've been waiting for. Beautifully landscaped, and it's all waiting for you right here today at 3467 Happy Valley Road. Just look at the signs. You'll see Katie's Pond. You come on down the road. Come on in. We'll have food for you, people here for you to talk to, and all kinds of wonderful amenities for separate designs for you to choose from. And we have four of the homes already finished for you to walk through and peruse at your own delight. See you soon at 3467 Happy Valley Road, and it's Katie's Pond.
For thousands of years, Eastern medicine's most trusted method of preventative health has been a daily dose of red reishi mushroom extract. Protect yourself with Mikke Red Reishi. Just one capsule a day of Mikke can improve energy levels, reduce stress, and support the immune system. Look for Mikke Red Reishi in the black and gold box at your local health food store. Tune in to Talk to the Experts this afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. and discover the medicinal secrets of Japanese red reishi. To learn more, visit theonemushroom.com.
We are back. We get talking so much in the break that we forget that we're actually on. Do you need to turn up your switcher? We're talking about life changes, and Jenny, I know that you've got lots of stuff going on.
I've got a huge life change.
And when one thing changes, you know, everything kind of changes, right? And Main Essentials, Karen had a shop on Government.
That's right.
Just one second. I'm going to help you there, Karen.
I've got it.
Okay. And sometimes when something happens, you think, oh, that's such a sad thing. But actually, it can turn into something great.
It pushed me forward.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you had some loss this year with your mom and major life changes. And now you're going to be moving on to
the big city in Vancouver.
So exciting. And Karen, you got your own place. You and Derek got married last year.
We've had it. Both Jenny and I have gone through like a wild
big changes.
Time this
yeah.
year. Yeah.
And it's all positive. And you've just gone to Paris and to Germany and a new product line and kind of have a new oomph for what you love so much, which is hair.
They say change
is
good, you know.
Change is good as the rest.
It was scary, though. Like when we were going through dismantling the salon, both Jenny and I were like, change is good, but transition is disgusting. Like, it's horrible. It was a lot of work, you know, emotionally, physically, all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you can sort of see the brightness at the end, we had, you know, like we're both in so much better places, I think.
Also your clients. I know, you know, it's great because we can know, but it was hard because it's sort of your centerpiece is that Main
Essentials. Plus, there was such a nice little community of people there. The neighborhood was really neat. Like, I mean, it was just I was very proud of that place. Like, I had an absolute blast there.
And you should be.
It was a privilege to work with the people I did.
Yeah. And everybody always says, who does your hair? It's like the best hair. I don't know where I would have been without you. Yeah. And Jenny, I know your clients, Eva, some of these people that I've met.
Lovely Eva.
Have been Agnes. Are just like devastated you're going because you are such a part of their
lives.
It's
been very hard on my clients. It's very bittersweet because what happens is when you're in the hair business, you become friends with your clients and they're part of your life and I know their lives and we're intertwined.
Men don't get that as much, I don't think, that it's so personal.
It's very personal.
And if you ever change your hair, I mean, it's like a huge part. I say, Karen, you could never, ever stop doing
hair. Well, unfortunately, I can't ever stop doing it. If I don't stop spending money, I'm never going to get there.
But you do reach a point where you have to kind of retire from it, you know?
Yes. And you evolve or do something different, right?
Yeah. I'm hoping.
So what do you think you want to do in your next
I don't know. I'm very open. I've got lots of talents and I'm very artistic and creative. So I'm hoping if I present it on a resume, my skills, that somebody can slot me into something. I definitely want to use my voice if I can.
And you'll come back on the show, right?
And I'll come back on your show, of course.
And your gift. I mean, whenever, wherever you end up, however you go, you're just delightful to work with. You're good at whatever it is that you choose to do.
I know. Karen's going to miss you so much. And Karen always talks about your coloring, how Karen is an expert colorist, but how much she learned from you.
I learned a lot from Jenny,
And you have a new product line, too, that you went to Germany and Paris with, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I will if I ever do. I won't ever sway from this color. It's just been such a nice delight. We've Jenny and I started using it about 3 or 4 years ago. We started sort of together,
I
ended up exploring it a little bit further. Yeah. And it has been most of my clients are delighted by it. I haven't really had any issue whatever.
What's the name of the product?
It's called the Bioesthetic, and it's a color that. For the most part, it's not as, it's way nicer than some of the organic colors that they talk about where you can put it on anybody, nobody's going to react. It's not an organic color. It's a full-blown on-there color, but you can use it on really sensitive people, like people who would never, ever touch color.
Yeah, people have scalp problems.
Yeah, because some people react really badly and, end up with subpar colors because they think that they can't use. And really, we just, I just in the last few years started to use this. And
they're
really
a great company. I mean, they're high-end, and when you went there, you were blown away.
It's a class act. It's an old European line, right? Yeah. Like L'Oreal. It's really big over there. So they've just been in Canada probably, I think, for the last 10 years and on the West Coast, not that long.
No,
maybe
still young.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. So
you had a great trip to Paris. And
I really did. They it was astounding just to see what was going on over there as far as what they were doing work-wise. We're not that far behind. You know what I mean? There are some things that we can catch up on. There is a different feel as far as just the way that they applied the colors too. Like we're starting to work in that manner as well, but they're just a skip and a jump ahead of us. A lot of beautiful, beautiful, rich, more cool colors that they're working with right now. The highlighting is really fun. Variations of shades on top of each other that, really aren't what we've been doing, but they look so great. And just the manner in which they're applied, right? So they mix together differently and it's fun. It's so fun. And just the work that I've been doing since I got back, everybody's like, yeah.
And Karen,
good.
Jenny, you love color too. It's
That's been my passion all my life.
And you have a signature color that you've had for a while too.
Yes, but
she's a raging redhead, by the way.
Yeah. And I've worked with a color line that Karen has. Well, the last salon I was in while I was in the transition from Main Essentials to the gallery.
You're transitioning?
Yeah. And now I'm gone from the gallery. Yesterday was my last day. But I really like the company. I like the professionalism. So I'm hoping in Vancouver they can find a slot for me somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a whole new market.
Then you can still be kind of,
connected.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll find a way to get some trips or something out of it, you guys. I can see it coming.
It
absolutely. You should be the color experts for them. The expert in wine is on the phone, Gina Savard from Everything Wine. And Gina has an event coming up on October 27th, the Rydell Premium Seminar and Tasting featuring Camus Wines. How are you, Gina?
I'm doing great this morning. How about you?
Good. Did I say that wine right?
Pardon me?
What kind of wine is it that you're featuring?
It's Camus.
Camus, okay. And now Rydell Stemware has lots of different levels, and I know we've bought some there at your Everything Wine, and it does make a difference in how the wine feels or tastes. This premium line, that's a different kind of stemware, isn't it? It's really high-end.
It really is. It's mouth-blown crystal, lead crystal, and it takes virtually 25 people to make one stem.
Wow.
25?
I know.
How do they all work on that?
Because they're all blowing.
I'd love to see the little elves that do that. But it's, they're beautiful, beautiful glasses. I know that I've actually fit a 750-mil bottle in one of the glasses, but that's...
Oh, that sounds like my kind of glass.
Come to mama.
Exactly. When the doctor says you can only have one glass, this is the glass you want.
I want that glass,
But they're absolutely beautiful. This is the first time we've been able to offer this tasting set here. They don't even have it in the States, so it's pretty exciting for us to be able to offer it. And the Camus wines as well coming out of Napa Valley. One of the wines that will be poured is the SS Cabernet, which is $125 a bottle. So, it's a fabulous experience. you get the wine knowledge. You get to taste the wine in the proper glass, and you know what it's like, Patty. You pour it into the incorrect glass, still a Rito glass, but you taste it and you realize the difference of the aroma and the flavor right away. And then at the end of the seminar, you take your glasses home.
Now, this is on the October 27th at Weston Bear Mountain.
22nd. So it's this coming Monday.
Okay. And
it's... We do it up at Bear Mountain with our lovely, wonderful people up there at the Weston. So it's set up, you know, in a lovely atmosphere. And, you know, it's about, I'm going to say it takes about 90 minutes or so, but it's such a wonderful experience. People come back time and time again. But this, again, this is the first time we've been able to offer this crystal. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, Derek and Karen are going up to Bear Mountain tonight.
I was just going to say, we're going to be going up there this week, so we'll warm the place up a little bit.
So maybe you want a wine selection because you're going for dinner
there. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
What's a great wine up there they can have? They're going up for a dinner this evening and a night at the Bear Mountain. What's a great one you can
Something
recommend?
Naked.
You know, if you're looking for a Chardonnay, they have the they've got the Mercolet Chardonnay.
You can tell that we're white wine drinkers just by listening. I'm impressed. Wow, she's good.
And for the red wine, I'm pretty sure they've got the Camus wines up there, but they also have, I believe, the Belle Gloss Pinot Noir that is gorgeous. So depending on what you're going to eat, I could take you through about 5 or 6 bottles because, of course,
well,
that's what my priority
is.
Well, maybe you guys want to stop. It's like just on the way there, go see Gina this afternoon
for sure,
and pick up a few bottles because she's always great.
And the glasses. Like, I love that our glasses are beautiful.
They have that corkage, so you can pick up a bottle
and take it with us, sure.
And pay the corkage fee.
Oh, it'd be nice to meet you, sure.
And you need some for the room. Come on.
Come on.
I thought you were going to say, we need some for the road.
No. You can't do that anymore.
Wait a minute.
It's the old days.
So you don't start drinking in the parking lot.
No.
And what do you have on sale this weekend, or what do you have that you're featuring
this
week?
We have, I think, about 20 bottles on sale right now, and deep, deep reduction. So we've got $3 and $4 off a bottle. We have a couple of lovely French blends, so a white blend and a red blend. We have some wines down as low as $8.99, $9.99. They're just selling like crazy.
Volume. I like volume.
I'll take it.
And the Avelita, the Vino Verde from Portugal.
That's really good.
I've heard of that one. I haven't tried it yet.
That's on for $11.99 right now.
It's worth buying a case of these things.
You know
when
what?
They come
it
along.
Is. You're right. Yeah. I have to go.
Okay, Gina. So if anybody wants to know, they can get a hold of you at Everything Wine.
You betcha. Just located in the Millstream Village. And the tickets for the Riedel Seminar are just $140. The glassware itself is a $370 value.
Sounds great. And we'll talk to you next month, I'm sure, as we get into Christmas season and start talking about wines to go with that turkey.
Oh, yummy.
Talk to you soon. Back after the news.
When news breaks, Victoria turns to CFAX 1070. News, weather, traffic. When you need to know. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Well, listen, my friends, let me give you an address. It's 3467 Happy Valley Road in Langford. That's Happy Valley Road in Langford, and it is Katie's Pond. And with me to talk about this fabulous development with the 4 homes that are already finished, you can come through and peruse them all, is a good friend of mine, Mike Hartshorn with DFH Realty. This is a super development. How many houses are going to be on the location?
Well, in total... have 4 fabulous show homes that
it's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It is partly cloudy and 10 degrees right now downtown, dealing with some technical difficulties. We'll get those worked out. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Victoria mental health worker Bailey McKnight was one of about 100 people who attended a candlelight vigil at Beacon Hill Park last night to honor bullied BC teenager Amanda Todd, who took her own life just 10 days ago. McKnight says she was bullied during her high school years here in Victoria, but now wants to work to ensure schools and teachers are fully aware of the damage that bullying can do to young people.
I think that they should talk to someone that they think will listen. And if somebody doesn't, just keep trying to reach out. Yeah. And I think that it would be useful for there to be protocols and programs in place already in the schools.
Similar vigils took place in cities and towns right across the country last night. Union job action is planned for Monday here in Victoria. Now the contract talks have broken down between BC Transit and the union representing its workers. The Canadian Auto Workers Union, Local 333, says it will start a full overtime ban next week. The union has asked BC's Auditor General to investigate BC Transit's purchase of 15 Chinese-built Vicinity buses, which have become the stumbling block in the stalled contract talks. Local President Ben Williams says Transit wants an unrestricted right to use the community shuttle buses in the Victoria fleet. Williams says that would mean allowing Transit to hire drivers who don't hold a Class 2 license for lower wages. And more attacks in Afghanistan are targeting those affiliated with the Afghan government. Officials say six people were killed when insurgent fighters attacked a checkpoint where an Afghan police officer and cook had poisoned their colleagues. Reporter Heidi Vaught says authorities are still searching for the chef.
The police officer was captured as he fled and is now in custody. The cook escaped and is still at large.
Another attack killed two community council members in southern Afghanistan. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Jarvis residence. We did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question, though, so after the news at noon today, our prize will be $398, and that's brought to you by Speedy Auto. Get your car ready for winter at 2992 Douglas. And a quick look at CFAX 1070 weather here. Mainly cloudy today with a good chance of showers this afternoon. Also the risk of a thunderstorm late today, high of 10 degrees. Showers overnight, still a risk of a thunderstorm early in the evening. Overnight low of about 3 degrees. And tomorrow cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 9 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. We have Karen Murray from Main Essentials and Jenny Moore and Derek, who is just observing on his way up to Bear Mountain. On the phone, we have Rena Nervous from who has Household Solutions. You see her in the paper. She's an author and a speaker. How are you, Rena?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to talk to you. Now, guys, these two ladies in the studio are in the hair business, and I'm sure you have lots of great tips on how to use hairspray to get rid of stains or things.
Oh my God, hairspray!
You must
great.
Have some. Yeah,
it's magic.
What kind of things can you do with hairspray?
Well, hairspray is really good for getting rid of ink. And to get rid of hairspray on, you know how a lot of times you get hairspray on your mirrors, you can use rubbing alcohol to get rid of the hairspray.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, any kind of ink, that's the first thing I always reach for is the hairspray.
Oh, rubbing alcohol to get it off the mirror. That's a good idea.
Yeah, sometimes you need something a little bit more abrasive, nothing like sandpaper, but one of those green pads is really good for spraying with rubbing alcohol, a little bit of water, 50-50, and then rubbing it with an abrasive pad that's not going to scratch the mirror is what I find really effective.
Now, Rena, you must be great at a party because people must be just always asking you how to get rid of this stain or that or what to do, and you've sort of expanded, too. I see you do so many more things than stains now, but how did you get interested in this, and how do you find out all the information?
I write for about 50 newspapers each week, and so people are constantly writing to me every day. They write either a question or they write a solution. And what I really love is when you print an answer and then you get someone who's about 90 years old saying, no, that's not how we used to do it, and this is a better way. And it really helps everyone to learn because they're right. It is a better way, and we've forgotten so many of the basics that we used to know. And so it's just a snowball of collections because people are constantly emailing, and I have a website now that people blog on, rena.ca, and so you just keep learning and learning, and I've found there's no end to it. And then I do quite a bit of traveling around and talking at different shows of all kinds. And so even there, you get lots of people.
Yeah, you'd be a great guest at something for lots of information. You know, my mom was an old midwife from England, and baking soda was a big thing. You know, she said you could use it for your teeth. You could use it because your stomach for any kind of...
Like your bath.
There's so many things, right? And I know you're English, too. And
yeah.
There's so many, and you're from a farm, I'm sure. You're like so many old remedies that work for things.
Well, baking soda soda is really good to use after you've had a cold. Soak your toothbrush in baking soda so that it kind of freshens it up again and you're not putting those same germs in your mouth. Baking soda is also really good. Every month, put a half a cup into your drain. Chase that with a half a cup of vinegar, and that will keep out odors as well as all kinds of mild clogs. Baking soda is great on cleaning suede fabrics. So anytime I have suede, I don't ever go out and buy suede cleaners. I just take a little baking soda, put it on the suede spot, and then with a stiff brush, I just dampen it with water and swipe it back and forth, back and forth. Or I'll mix baking soda with borax, and that's a perfect abrasive cleaner for all kinds of different, like say you have a little stain on your countertop. You put a paste of baking soda, borax, and water onto that stain, leave it for a few minutes, and it'll wipe right off.
I know you heard vinegar chaser. Don't have that.
No. I'm going to drink it.
What about all this granite? You know, you hear all these shows, I want granite. How do you take care of these high-end countertops and maybe your appliances that are all now, you know, the
shiny
metal,
ones? Shiny.
Well, granite is usually, almost always, they recommend that you seal it. And because you seal it, it makes it very easy to take care of. And all you really need is a little bit of dish soap and water. You don't want to use too much vinegar on granite because you don't want to etch or damage the finish. But that's all you really need on granite. We have quartz, which is partially granite, partially silestone, and it's very easy to take care of, I find. So there's not really much that you need. The biggest thing is don't put anything abrasive on that countertop.
What do you guys need to know for your places?
Well, I have, because I thought it would be, in my perfect world, I would have a white marble floor in my studio. Mm. But color, right, is the nemesis when it comes to white or anything light. But what I ended up doing was putting white marmoleum on it, and I've got little color spots all over now the white marmoleum, and I've gotten comment and rubbed at it, but it's starting to mess with the finish on the marmoleum.
Oh, the finish is becoming dull?
Well, I've spilled a lot of color.
Yeah, and the tricky part about color dye is that it's dying whatever
the pigments
you put it on.
Porous, so yeah.
Carpet, whether it's counter, whether it's flooring, you're actually changing
the
color.
So there's no magic.
What I have found to be the most effective is using baking powder and dish soap and then scrubbing it. And it does, like you said, it does require a lot of elbow grease and you don't want to damage the finish. And then some people have found a really good success with 3% hydrogen peroxide. They just put that onto the spot and then they leave it for a few days. And in a salon, you would have 35% on hand probably of hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
So you could test it on an inconspicuous area first.
Go ahead.
Would be better than anything.
Yeah, probably.
If it doesn't damage. And I always find that white is the easiest to clean because you don't discolor it. It becomes white.
Just whiter, yeah.
So I love using white blouses, white shirts, white pants, anything, white carpets I find.
What about the white blouses with what do you call
armpits.
In your armpits. What are that yellowy? How do you get that stuff out of there?
I talk about that quite a bit in my first book, Different Kinds of Stains. And one of the products that I talk about, I address household superstars, which are products that go above and beyond the call of duty. And washing soda is kind of like the cousin to baking soda. It's a stronger version, and so it's sodium carbonate instead of sodium bicarbonate. And I find this to be the best product on perspiration stains and grease stains and ring around the collar. And all you have to do, and you'll find it in your laundry section, it's called washing soda. And you just take that, sprinkle it onto the stain, add some water, and leave it for a while. And what I often do, too, when I want to brighten or whiten any kind of socks or underwear or anything like that, is I boil my clothes in water and washing soda. And then because it contains no bleaches and no phosphates, it brightens everything. It brightens all your colors and whitens all your whites. So it takes out all those stains, and I find that works really good. And then old blood stains, I will just take Head & Shoulders dandruff shampoo, put that onto the old blood stain, leave it for a while, and then wash it as usual. Or you can use 3% hydrogen peroxide and just soak the area.
You're good. And one thing, what about those appliances again? Are you big into those fiber cloths or and water, or what do you like to do with
your
appliances?
I'm really into a good quality microfiber cloth. I don't buy the cheap ones because I find them completely a waste of money. Mm-hmm. I like to buy the good quality ones, and you really only have to buy them one every 10-15 years. So I definitely use those. The key is to always dry after you wash, dampen it, dry it well with a microfiber cloth along the grain. When you really want to polish it up, I take a little bit of olive oil and I put it on a cloth. I wipe it along the grain and wipe it off. And I don't use cooking oil or baby oil or mineral oil because I find those leave a greasy residue, whereas olive oil seeps right into whatever I'm cleaning. So whether it's stainless steel or all my wood furniture, I never buy furniture polish. I'll just use olive oil and just make sure you wipe it all off when you're done, and then it shines perfectly. And you know, the thing is, too, with olive oil, when you're cooking with it, you always want to buy olive oil in dark containers because light damages the great properties of olive oil. But when you're using it for furniture or stainless steel polish, you can buy the cheap stuff. You can buy the stuff in the clear containers because light won't matter to the health properties of it.
Now, Rena, if people want to know more about you, I hope you'll be coming back so we can talk about Christmas stuff, but if they want to know more about you, how do they do that?
You just go on to rena.ca.
And you'll find all of her books there and also all the testimonials of all the people who have had such success. I mean, if you need any questions answered, the books have it all. And Rena, you'll come back and give us some more tips. It's been really great talking to you again.
Sounds great. And I hope the weather's as good there as it is here.
And you're in Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
I think it is.
No questions.
Sunny, sunny.
Back with Melissa.
Congestion in your throat? Take a lozenge. Congestion on the roads? Listen to us. First with traffic. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
So with the CFAX Community Cruiser, I'm checking out the Moss Street Market that's located on the corner of Fairfield and Moss Street. They've got tons of cool stuff here, including baked goods, salsas, produce, and plants. So if you're on the hunt for a market today, come check it out. It's going on until 2 o'clock. Next up this morning, I'll be heading to Oldfield Orchard and Bakery in Penniston for Oktoberfest. There's so many fun things going on out there, which include hay rides, a hay maze, a candy toss, tractor displays, pumpkin lawn bowling, and so much more. There's a small fee for admission, but it sounds pretty cool. Something for the whole family. The CFAX Cruiser will be out and about all weekend, so keep your eye out for us. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Windows, Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Shop with confidence at Save-On Foods during Dollar Days. We're priced right. Fresh Western Family whole pork tenderloin, only $4 a pound. Or assorted Gatorade or Powerade sports drinks, 710 mils, card price just a dollar each. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save-On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Your smoke alarm has the power to save your life. Or does it? If you haven't tested your smoke alarm lately, it may not be working. And that's a risk you can't afford to take. Working smoke alarms give us early warning of a fire, providing extra time to escape safely. But they can't do their job if we haven't done ours. Monthly testing to make sure they're working. Test all the smoke alarms in your home for the life of the alarm and for the lives of your loved ones. A message from the Saanich Fire Department and this radio station.
We are back in the studio. We have Karen Murray from Maine Essentials and Jenny Moore, who's leaving us.
No.
And on the phone, we have Melissa McCormick from Ricky's Fashions. How are you, Melissa?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. I haven't talked to you in a long time. How's life going?
It's going really well, actually.
And you've risen the ranks at Ricky's, and you've got a great sale coming up you're going to tell us about. But let's talk a little bit about fashion right now. I know, Karen, you were in Paris, so you saw a lot of what was on trend. And what are you seeing as far as colors and styles this year? I see a lot of purples. Is that true?
Yeah, lots and lots of purples. The jewel tone's definitely back for fall, which makes me so happy because bright color is definitely what we need to get ourselves out of the rainy season, that's for sure. And lots of really nice soft colors, too, like the soft pinks, golds, light grays. So definitely lots of really flattering colors coming out this fall.
And I see capes and some of the and capes and tights and boots are sort of
colored tights. Oh, like colored. I had bright red tights on the other day, and I got some teal tights. They are so fun to wear. Like they brighten everything up.
They really do, and there's a really big color blocking trend this fall, and the colored tights are a fantastic way of working it into your existing wardrobe.
What other pieces are really essential this time of year?
Definitely lots of sweaters. I always look forward to the first day of fall where it's cooler out, and I really want to pull on a cozy sweater. Tons of textured knits, lots of marled yarns, very soft and cozy. Tons of pullover sweaters, cardigans, and lots of new shapes like high-low sweaters that sit a little bit longer in the back so they keep you nice and warm.
Now, I see pencil skirts are huge. I bought some recently, and Karen, you were saying in Paris how, you know, the women dress so nicely and stuff. And, Jenny,
I think we all have nice clothes.
I think we do. And sometimes we're afraid to wear them, right?
I know,
like a skirt.
I think it's just, you know, honestly, skirts are great. I wear them in the summer and the winter all the time because it just, they're way more liberating than jeans in some capacities.
They are.
They're not jeans. You can't do the same thing, of course, but pretty close. Because they're just really comfortable. They're easy to wear and they're pretty. Like they're kind
of skirts
good.
Too.
Yeah. Do you wear a lot of skirts too?
Yeah, she does. Skirts, yeah.
So
skirts and boots look fantastic together.
They do. And so what do you like the pencil skirt? What kind of look can you go with that? Can you wear flat shoes? Do you have to wear boots? What do you think, Melissa?
You have so many options this year when it comes to shoes. With boots, there are so many options out there right now. Short boots, tall boots, lots of ballet flats still in. So something like that to slide on with a pair of tights and your pencil skirt worked really well.
So tights are the key.
Yeah, the British look.
The British look.
Everything's a British.
I think tights are great because there's so much
responsibility for everything.
Just ask her. Because tights are so comfortable.
Oh,
and
they
kind of.
I love tights.
Especially this time of year. They're fun. If you have to put your shoes on, it's nice to have a pair of tights on.
And what about accessories, too, Melissa? You sell lots of things there. I know you don't want to wear everything at once anymore, but what's your key pieces that you want to buy this year?
Well, really some statement necklaces that you see out. So some great bigger jewelry. Pick something that's relatively neutral and you can use it with tons of different outfits. There are also lots of scarves out again this season, which are fantastic. My favorite is the Eternity scarf, which is just one big continuous loop. So you just wrap it around a few times and it's super cozy.
It's great when you get old because you just keep going, right? And all you see is your eyes.
Who needs lipstick?
It's like a facelift.
Kind of take on a
I'm with you, Melissa, as far as this time of year. Don't you love it when you can kind of get the boots
out? Oh, it feels good. Nice soft sweaters.
It kind of does. And what about this faux look? I see a lot of faux leather is coming in, and they're a really good price
point. And fur. Have you seen the fur out? Yes.
Fur and faux.
Yeah.
Faux fur.
I know, it's so much fun, and then you also get to feel environmentally friendly as you add the faux in there. But, no, and lots of sections in pieces of clothing. So you don't have to go with a whole faux leather skirt. You can get one that just has a panel in it, and you get a very similar look. Also some blazers that have little touches of faux leather or removable fur trims on the collar. So lots of really nice ways of adding it into your wardrobe, that you're not necessarily stuck always having that statement piece.
Yeah, there's some really wearable pieces right now. And you have a big event coming up on Sunday. Tell us about that.
We do. At Ricky's, everything in the store is 25% off. Our Fashion and Friends event and Sunday is open to the public as well.
Well, you can't beat that.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Sounds like we're going to have to go shopping before we get out to the restaurant. <out there.
laughs> So you got to shop, you got to get
I've got wine,
wine
sweaters, skirts. What else do I have to buy?
Some
Rydell stemware.
Melissa, it's been great talking to you, and good luck on Sunday with your big event.
Well, thank you very much, Patty.
When we come back, we're going to talk to the gals about fashion, hair, makeup, all of it.
How Bell makes the Samsung Galaxy S3 better.
Catherine from Calgary asks,
I'm looking for a phone that stands out. Any suggestions?
Well, the phone everyone's talking about is the Samsung Galaxy S3. Bell just launched an exclusive red version that's sure to set you apart. Best of all, you'll get super fast LTE speeds on Canada's largest LTE network. This is one phone you shouldn't miss.
Get the red Samsung Galaxy S3 only from Bell. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, the Samsung Galaxy S3 just got better.
Do it over in Vancouver when I was just...
Listen, my friends, I got to tell you right now, we've got four show homes that are absolutely warm and they are toasty. They're comfortable. You can come inside. Some areas it's raining, some areas it's not. But listen, good morning. I'm Terry Moore. We're on location today at 3467 Happy Valley Road in Langford at Katie's Pond. Now, Katie's Pond has got a fabulous story. But before we get into that, let me bring back Mike Hartshorn from DFH Realty, because this is a super development and a development that you must see, because it's something for people who are looking for you that first home or a retirement home. Give us the story of the area.
Absolutely, Terry. Well, thanks for having us. Katie's Pond is a 78-unit subdivision that we're just launching for today. It does have an interesting story in that a lot of folks in the Happy Valley area certainly knew Katie, who had a, we hear was a an avid sun worshiper and actually swam in the pond that we have here, and we've actually rehabilitated quite a bit. So it's a neat spot because it's a place that's been around for some time. It's now got a new use, and yet we're connecting it with what was in the past. So really pleased to be here today.
Well, listen, you've got to come down, my friends, because you're going to see homes that are set up. They're priced between $399,900 up to $464,900, and they're beautifully appointed. They've really done well. All of these granite countertops, they've got stainless steel appliances. I mean, they're super.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that we thought was important when we were putting together this neighborhood is trying to find out what customers are after. What we hear over and over again is they want homes that give them enough square footage but still be at a price that's attainable. As well, we've kept a lot of our mature trees here in the site itself. And by keeping and actually enhancing the pond, we have a really neat water feature that I think is quite different from a lot of the neighborhoods that you see around these.
What's the easiest way to get here?
Just keep on going down Happy Valley Road. We're just past Happy Valley Elementary School, as well as the store there on Happy Valley Road. And you can't miss our signage.
We've got Mike Hartshorn from DFH here. We've got mortgage people here as well. We invite you to come down and see us. You're going to love what you see. And listen, when you get down here, we even have heated garages. So you'll love it all. Come down and see us at Katie's Pond.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back. Karen Murray from Main Essentials and Jenny Moore. Let's talk some hair. What kind of stuff are we seeing, Jenny? What have you been seeing with in your salon?
In our salon, I've noticed we've got a variety of ages that work in there, which is kind of nice to see. You see a different selection of hair. And with the girls with the longer hair, there's some more movement in their hair. We've got away from the dead, straight, poker hair. But not lots of big curls, but soft waves, texture.
And that's nice to see. My daughter has beautiful hair, but has been straightening it for probably 5 years.
Yeah.
She's been in.
Apple doesn't fall far from
smoke
the tree.
Coming off. Yeah, I know. And but it's beautiful now because you see a little bit of the movement.
I like to see that little bit of soft. It's really like Karen's hair today.
Yeah, Karen's
soft.
Beautiful. Yeah. And Karen, of course, you were in Paris.
So yeah,
I
still can't believe I was there. I can't wait to go back. I had the privilege of going over there with a hairdressing team and seeing a lot of stuff that was going on with what they were working on there, developing, I guess. So we're not that far off, which was kind of nice to see. You know, we're not completely hokey-pokey, smoky people. But the work that they're doing now that's different than what I've been seeing recently is, yes, they are putting a lot more waves. Things are a lot softer, but they're moving the parts around a little bit. So, you know, those deep parts with the hair, you know, kind of almost covering your one eyebrow, off that is more off, a little, not in the middle, not a middle part by any means, but up close to off center, and people are wearing their hair away from their face a lot more, which is really kind of a nice treat. Like everybody's, you know, you kind of, we've all been pushing it forward.
The straight, flat hair was
changing your part of it, Jenny. It's probably a good way to maybe add a little difference.
I've changed all my parts now. I do all the diagonal parts, what Karen's talking about, you know, sharp across the eyebrow.
Now, you know, just starting to move them back up again a little bit, you know, sort of a breaking the face open a bit differently instead of the, you know, off to the deep, deep side. It's kind of moving it back up again. Mullets, they're doing lots of shorter hair in the front. And not like the horrible, horrible, wretched things that we saw you know, back in the day.
These are actually not quite, Honey Boo Boo kind.
They're actually quite pretty. And I, you know what? I've been putting them on people and saying, okay, this is what I'm doing. And, you know, they cross their fingers and shake their heads. And I, you know, everybody's walking out really content, you know, like they were happy with what they're seeing.
Hey, here's a heads up. I need my little curtain here.
I know. You'll have to fight. You'll have to get you drunk to get those, rid of those.
Very.
Soon.
we'll talk to that girl in on the way out to her. Anyway, shortcuts are back too. Like, you know, kind of really tight in the nape. And there's no more kind of wedgy things. You know, we've been carrying the weight sort of just behind our ears, around our occipital bones, a little bit fuller, but more into like the crown area. So it's just taking the weight and moving up. And so it's a fun change. It really is kind of nice. Doesn't have to take a lot of hair off to change it. You know, if you've already sort of wearing that kind of shape, I'm going to try and talk Jenny into cutting her hair like that when she's in on Monday. So, you know, big change, new do. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of different little tiny tweaking things that can be done. I love the short hair, though. It's just so gorgeous and so much fun to cut because, I mean, people have been growing their hair out for ages, you know, because of the long straight kind of thing. And it's just nice to see something
like
sharp
always
and perky.
Say, it's
and
just hair. Right?
It does
it
grow
always
back.
Changes.
Yeah, it does
I think
grow
when
back.
I first met Karen, I wanted a perm that I'd had 20 years before, and she's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. But and it, well, that lasts about a month. And then I had short hair. I've had everything. But I'm sure you've seen all the trends, Jenny, where, you know, the razor cut, the different
styles.
Yeah,
it's a cycle. You know, it repeats itself
but
again.
But with an edge, sometimes they add a little different something, different kind of scissors, different kind of crimping things.
Clothes have the same effect because hair and clothes go together.
They do indeed. Now, what about like hair jewelry, hair accessories? If you have
the scrunchie is not back.
I know
no
you hate
scrunchies.
The scrunchies. But what can we do to kind of add something different to our hair?
I think jewelry is a nice thing to put in your hair if you're going out for a function and you're dressing already. It depends on what you're wearing, you know.
And it might be a little bit like a skirt. You're afraid to do something.
Yeah.
Where would you start? Just the front pieces, maybe try and braid them or put them
yeah,
up
Yeah, because
a little
people
bit?
Are going to start dressing their hair more than they used to. Because I say, when we get away from that flat, then you have to start dressing the hair again, and then you can incorporate headbands, you know. You see that around still. I always think jewelry's nice in the hair too,
and it's practical.
Yeah,
you know, like
scarves. Yeah,
and of course braids and these fishtail
braids are pretty.
Things.
Braids are pretty fun. The fishtails are pretty fun, and where they're putting knots on the top of your head, you know, like. They were working with knots more on the very very top of your. On the very, very top of your, what do you call, crown?
Yeah.
On the top
yeah.
of your crown versus, you know, the back. So that you have sort of a straight kind of silhouette up the back of your head and this beautiful knot on the top. Lots of pieces, adding pieces with braids and stuff like that. So, you know, it just kind of, it's beautiful, top knot.
And then, of course, makeup, you were saying kind of what style is in right now with Marilyn?
Marilyn, yes. The MAC people are focusing on Marilyn Monroe, who's stunning and beautiful woman, and those beautiful lips, as Karen was saying.
Not tarty, though.
No tarty
lips.
No tarty lips. Ladies.
And icy blue. Icy.
Yes.
Icy colors.
Yes.
Very,
and with the hair thing I saw with your new line, the icy colors,
like
different
a,
shades a little bit, right?
Very Nordic, very icy kind of.
Nordic. Very nice. How do people get a hold of you, Karen, if they want to know more
I'm
about
still
you?
Main Essentials. I've moved into a studio up on Finlayson Street. And the same way that you would otherwise, yeah, get a hold of me. So
that's MANE Essentials.
MANE, yeah.
And Jenny, you will stay tuned. If
I will stay
you,
tuned.
I'll
stay
to you.
In touch with Karen and you. And I'm
going
across the
go.
Water. It's only Vancouver. It's not that far.
No.
And then I'm going to be really exposed to fashion over there. So that's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. But we'll miss you and all the best to you.
Thank
your
you so much.
Endeavors.
We love
but
you.
Don't be afraid of
I
change because it happens inevitably. So
it does. Yes, I am embracing it.
TJ, thank you as always. Derek, great to have you in the studio. Great show today. Nice being with you all. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.